Good day, Philadelphia. This is WWDBAM 860 Philadelphia. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour, and I'm with you. It's producer Alla Puchtetska, and today we have the possibility to discuss wonderful events that took place during this week at St. Nicholas Order's Cathedral. We had a great concert with participation of cultural forces. Bishop has invited wonderful young soldiers who have music education, and they came with cultural mission from the Ukrainian front line. We were listening to wonderful melodies, to wonderful musical instrumental compositions from Yuri Vaskevich, from Taras Stoller, from Mikhailo Linik, from Mykola Sirga. And thank you very much for coming, for making this mission in Philadelphia. It was interesting, although not so many people came to attend this concert, but maybe nearly 40, 50 persons found time during Saturday evening to come to Philadelphia St. Nicholas Orthodox Patriarch Cathedral. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for this tremendous musical impact on our souls. And I would like to say that just today, Bishop Luke Skopa, he has just received a letter from Patriarch Filaret. This is a tradition to greet each other with Easter. And I would like to read you this historical letter that was sent from Patriarch's office residence in Kyiv on April 23rd, 2024, to Bishop of Philadelphia Luke, Secretary of the Vicariate of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Kyiv and Patriarchate in the United States of America and Canada, to the head of parish of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church, Thomas Haney, and the parishioners. Your grace, dear brothers and sisters, Christ is risen. Ukraine will rise. From the bottom of my heart, I congratulate you with the biggest Christian holiday, Easter. And regardless of that, this war period is very difficult for our country. Easter makes us feel with joy, to feel the joy of life and victory over death, to feel victory of good over evil deeds, to feel this victory of light over the black fields. And this holy event, Easter, also makes us to believe that Ukraine will overcome and gain the victory over the enemy. Let graceful God, by His resurrection, overcome the sin and the death, and would grant you spiritual renewal, and would bring us all to peace and unity. Let no one and nothing anymore take our spiritual joy. And with my prayers, I wish that resurrected Christ would heal and strengthen your corporal forces as well as the soul, and would grant you the joy of victory and also love, and also in the glory of our God, Jesus Christ. With love in Christ, Philaret, Patriarch of Kiev and all Rus Ukraine in Kiev. So it's a wonderful letter. This is history of communications with His Holiness Patriarch and Bishop of Philadelphia, Lux Hoba. And also I would like to say that during this concert that was devoted to support and to gratitude to American people for their support to Ukraine, we had a special guest at St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, Aaron Bashir, who came to explain Ukrainians that he deeply understands the pain, those awful feelings that Ukrainian people have to witness because of war. And he said that he is very deeply connected and very deeply feeling all these feelings of the Ukrainian people as Christians, because he also has these Christian values in the core of his heart. Thank you very much for coming, for your speech before the Ukrainian audience. They supported you. Thank you very much. God bless you. And also, I would like to say that during this week, we had wonderful communication with George Washington High School, not only because of the grants they have for supporting our community and children in Northeast Refugee Center, but also we would like to discuss our future communications and cooperation, because children starting at George Washington High School, they often come to visit refugee children at St. Luke Education Academy and also at Northeast Refugee Center situated at 10151 Busselton Avenue. And this communication is very practical. It is very joyful. Thank you very much for your presence, for the learning materials you bring every time to our children as they do need it. And unfortunately, not all the parents can spend additional money from their budgets to modern logical games, to modern pens and other things. Thank you very much. It was wonderful. And one more thing, I wanted to thank you also from my heart for that wonderful dinner you made for us several weeks ago for our children, as your children have gained the grant from the 10th District for supporting this vulnerable Ukrainian community in the near of George Washington High School. Thank you very much. It was really delicious. And I found out that the cook in George Washington High School, he had his grandmother from Ukraine. That's why he understands all those wonderful dishes and variants of pierogi, potatoes, cabbages, meats made with Ukrainian tradition. Thank you very much. Maybe that could be also one of the possible ways of our future communication and education of our children, because healthy food is also very important in modern society. One more interesting project for kids was realized thanks to Center of Strategic Initiatives and Assistance, situated also at Busselton Avenue, 10151 Busselton Avenue, as we strongly communicate to help Ukrainian refugees, Ukrainian refugee kids, to be more in a more kind, in a more adaptable way to be transformed, to get this transformation in the United States of America. And one more project was directed on their designers' coloring skills. They prepared a huge, huge white canvas with their fingerprints, with their hands, so in different colorings, representing Philadelphian Ukrainian kids community at Busselton Avenue. and they really like this project. So thank you very much for this idea and for your support by learning materials, but by the colorings. And also we bought additional games for them, balls for outdoor games. That is very important for them. It provides them the opportunity to develop their skills and to try to speak more about peace and development and less about war and their traumas. Thank you very much. God bless you. One more message from Bishop Luke. I would like to say that he is expecting to receive all the approvals for the plant festival in August. So it will be August 3rd or August 5th. We shall have a special pierogi festival in Northeast Philadelphia. So if you have any proposals or you would like to be a volunteer during this festival, please call 267-808-5637. I repeat, 267-808-5637. Thank you very much. Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided. Compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14 plus passengers buses. Previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this wonderful anthem to the Theotokos. And for any Christian, it is a wonderful possibility to listen to the way people who know how to worship, they do it. It's great. It was a wonderful example I was listening to, and I wanted to learn to sing to God. It's wonderful. And one more information I would like to share to all the community, to all Americans, that thanks to cooperation with Councilman Brian O'Neill, District 10 in Philadelphia, Northeast Refugee Center received a grant to support Ukrainian refugee children. And we had possibility to make the festival last year in December in George Washington High School. Thank you very much for your kind support. And this year we're also arranging another circle of activities to develop ESL teaching to Ukrainian refugee children and adults as they need it, maybe most of all, because everyday conversations they should conduct not in their native language but primarily in English, and try to integrate into the American society as an effective member. Thank you very much one more time for this support, and it was really necessary for our community. And also I would like to say that we also plan to use the parking lot around the territory of St. Luke Orthodox Church in Baselton Avenue in more effective way to establish more festivals, more holidays, more events for Orthodox Christians and for people living nearby. These are Americans, Armenian, Georgian, Jewish people who've been immigrating to the United States maybe for the last 30 years, and they all do help Ukrainian refugees to survive during these years of war aggression. And it is very important to also integrate them into American community, and to, in such a way, organizing these multinational festivals, events, we would like to provide more unique society, more united by common values, by common Christian values, by common human values, human rights values, and to establish more intensive communication between these members of this community. So thank you very much. The recently planned events, they are for June 7th. This is a small farmers festival with farmers food, with cheese, with honey, with strawberries of wonderful quality. We found these farmers near the radio station. And well, we are waiting them to come and to represent this wonderful agricultural tradition. And you know that Ukraine is also an agricultural country, and we do raise a lot of products ourselves. And the taste of these products really reminds of us of our native country. And one of the farmers, he promised me to take refugee children to their farm that is situated not far from Philadelphia, like 40 minutes, and to show them. So maybe they don't remember their Ukrainian farms, but they will see how modern American farms function. It will be interesting event and sightseeing tour, so I will inform you one more time about it. Thank you for your attention.
Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before his face. Christ has risen from the dead, trampling on death by death, and bestowing life upon those in the tombs. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, as wax melts before the fire. Christ has risen from the dead, trampling on death by death, and bestowing life upon those in the tombs. So shall the sinners perish from the face of God, and the righteous shall rejoice. Christ has risen from the dead, trampling on death by death, and bestowing life upon those in the tombs. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us greatly rejoice and be glad therein. Christ has risen from the dead.